This is Improvisations. We'll talk in just a moment with Greg Tardy. But first, let's hear a sample from the new recording, More Than Enough. This is Single Petal of a Rose. Greg Tardy on the sax, Bill Frizzell on the guitar. Well, first of all, this is one of those records when it comes in the station, it feels a little bit like a holiday because it's something I've been waiting on. And also, like with Siblings would be the other jazz host, we've all been sort of like, no, give me that. But I feel it turned out beautifully. What's your feeling on it?
We felt really, really great about it. I knew that... It's really special to me because of the fact that Bill and I hadn't done something in so long, and I was just really ecstatic about doing something with him again. And so that was so I was going to have fun regardless of the outcome.
And where did you record this?
At East Side Sound in New York.
So you were right down in the city.
Oh yeah.
How did it feel like the session itself? You're busy. I know Bill's busy. Did you have just a short amount of time to do it, or did it feel relaxed?
It felt extremely relaxed, and it was from note one. There was a real special chemistry. The first song that we recorded on there was Blood Count, and it was from note one. It was just like, wow, here it is.
And that's kind of how it feels to me as a listener. There's something about this record that to me is different from anything you've ever done. And I think in a lot of ways it's different from anything Bill's ever done. One of the things I noticed was that the mood of the record seems kind of consistent throughout. There's not a lot of up-tempo things. It seems reflective. There's a lot of space in the record.
Yes. Well, I know that going into it, my goal was to put out something that was really pretty. And that was my mindset going into it. And within there, there's different moods within there. There's more of a joyful pretty. There's more of a mournful pretty. There's all different variations of that. But I wanted something that was pretty, because a lot of people associate me with a lot of wild stuff and a lot of, I guess, chops and a lot of like blues and or some avant-garde stuff and everything. But on my Standards and More CD, I got into some ballad-esque type of playing, but I wanted something that was just consistently just pretty throughout. I know my wife has been on me for years to do a strictly ballads CD. I haven't done that yet. This is about the closest to it that I've gotten, but it's but she liked this one, so.
Well, even within that context of going after something a little more reflective, a little more pretty, as you call it, within that there's so much variety, though. You know, like you talked about, you know, Blood Count. That's such a, I mean, it's a sad story behind that song.
Yes.
You know, it's about Billy Strayhorn. He's dying, essentially, and this beautiful short piece of music just sort of captures that.
Yeah. I hear this was actually the last thing he wrote. I mean, that's the word that I heard, which is really, really kind of hits you in your gut strings. Like when you really think about that and really listen to the music, it almost makes you want to cry just thinking about it.
And obviously if it's the last thing he wrote, which I've heard as well, you know, he's wanting to get it just right too, as well as expressing what he's going through. And then when you come to play this piece of music and you know that, I guess you both have the responsibility too of like, this obviously meant a lot to him.
Yeah.
I want to get it right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. I wanted to add that it's kind of funny. This is one of those that we did two takes of this, and both takes were different from each other. And it was one of those where I just had to listen to it over and over and over again, try to figure like which one is the better of these two. And it was just, I like to do an outtakes project with this, with a lot of the outtakes, because the outtake of this was really something, but it was a little different than this one. But.
And when you played a lot of these songs at Live at Lucille's right before the Big Ears Festival, you played that one as well. Did the songs, when you played them live, take on a different character?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it's every time that Bill and I play together, it's always going to be something different. It's always going to be something different, and it's one of the things that I really love about him, because he approaches things differently, and so then it makes me think differently, and it makes me come from. It's a real organic thing.
And you guys are going to do a week, or how many days, at the Village Vanguard in September?
We're going to play a week at the Village Vanguard in August, actually. And then in September, we're actually going to do one day where we do a record release at the Jazz Standard. So I'm going to play with them twice this fall.
So, yeah, the quartet version would be August 13th through the 18th. That's at the Village Vanguard. If you're in New York, or you know somebody's in New York during that period, or if I accidentally end up in New York in that period with like a plane layover, I'm going to like go to every show. Because I saw the show at Live at Lucille's, and it was really interesting. I talked to a lot of people that were there, and it was, you know, that was the first show a lot of us saw coming up on 4 days of solid music, you know, with Jack DeJohnette and the Art Ensemble Chicago and Avishai Cohen. And that show to me was the one. You know, that was the one that sort of set the tone for that whole festival, even though it wasn't
officially
part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you guys feel about that show?
Oh, it was great. I really like I said, it's the good thing about playing with Bill is that it's kind of like a, it just feels like a conversation, like a hang. And so it doesn't feel so much like a performance. It just feels like we're just kind of hanging out and then just having a musical conversation. And so he's such a gentle person on top of that. You know, when anyone that's met him will just know that he's just about the nicest person I can't think of a nicer person in the jazz world at all. And so that nervousness and that tension that sometimes I'll get before other performances, I don't really get that with him. It's just more of like, let's just hang out and play and have fun, you know?
Is there another cut on here that for you also just really stands out? We talked about Blood Count. Anything else that just...
One of the things that struck me is that there were a couple of compositions on there where Bill played acoustic guitar, and which I'd never played with him before, where he played acoustic, and it was just so beautiful. And like on More Than Enough, the title track, you know, and I think on
Monk's Mood.
He played acoustic guitar, and there was another one too, and then also I really enjoyed our exchange on. I played clarinet on one tune, and it was on the
Song for My Father, I think.
Yeah. And I felt like we got into something really good, but that was towards the end of the session. And at that point, after that, I kind of wished I would have played clarinet more on it, but it's, but then that's, hopefully there'll be another project, so.
Song for My Father and Baby Cry from Gregory Tardy and Bill Frisell. Greg's in the studio now. Yeah, I really would love to see this continue. I'm so excited you're doing it live as well. And what else do you have coming up this fall? What it sounds like you got it kind of a full plate.
Elio Villafranca, he had a CD that he did last year that was nominated for a Grammy that I was on. It's called Cinque. And so we're gonna do some performances around that this fall, very soon, like in the beginning of fall. My thing at the Village Vanguard is actually gonna be quartet, but then the thing at the Standard is gonna be duo. So that's I have something coming up with Dave Douglas in September. There's a potential European tour with Ferenc Nemeth in November, and
you've got a new record.
Last month I did something for Willie Jones' label, and it's completely different than this one. It's a completely different project. And it's a completely different group. It's a group that I've never played with before, assembled together before. It's Willie Jones on drums and a newcomer named Alex Claffey on the bass, Knoxville's own Keith Brown on piano, and Alex Norris on the trumpet. And it's all like just some real swinging type of stuff. And it's a completely different universe than this thing with Bill. And I like it like that. I like to be able to come from different directions, and I like that contrast.
When I was looking at your Wikipedia page, I didn't realize that you had played with Brad Meldow at some point.
Oh yeah, that was.
When was that?
Well, I had the one that stands out is I did this performance with him at Carnegie Hall, and it was kind of an all-star group, but Josh Redman was in it. Chris Potter was on it. There was also, Joris Rolofs. He's a phenomenal bass clarinetist and saxophonist. And there was, I feel like I'm forgetting somebody, but it was, but it was Brad's gig, and it was this multi-saxophone / clarinet type of gig, and it was I can't remember if Sam Sedigursky was on it or not, but there was some, I know I'm forgetting somebody, but it was a really, really we did it at Carnegie Hall, and then we did it again in Boston, and it was really, really phenomenal. Before that, I had played with Brad briefly at some jam, jam session or something like that. But that was the performance that we did together. And I just saw Josh Redman last month, and we're both saying like, wow, did anyone get a recording of that? And up until now, no one. We're kind of hoping that some bootleg would show up on YouTube or something, but it
hasn't yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, sometimes if you're there and you see it, that's it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
have you heard heard his new record at all?
Brad's?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately.
It's a really interesting record. He's been studying the Bible like intensely for the last year or so, and it's.
I'm gonna have to pick that up. That sounds like it's right up my alley.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of you, and it's inspired by that. But there's a lot of, I would say, sort of non-jazz type things in it. But yeah. There's a lot. It's just a really interesting record, very sort of almost electronic in places. But I was curious if once you hear it, I would love to hear your take on that.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna check that out as soon as I get home.
All right. Well, the new record is called More Than Enough, Gregory Tardy and Bill Frisell. I know all the hosts here love it, and it's just one more wonderful offering of music in the world that could use it, So
praise the Lord.
Really appreciate it, yeah.
Thank you.